Okay, thank you, Chairman Friedkin, Chairman Bivens. I guess we'll move into Conservation Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We'll do executive.
The first order of business is the approval of the previous committee meeting minutes from the May 26th and July 20th meetings, which have already been distributed. Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Moved by Friedkin, second by Falcone. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Hearing none, motion carries. There are two brief changes I'd like to announce before going to the immediate executive session. Committee item number three, land acquisition, Lipscomb County, 400 acres at the Gene Howe Wildlife Management Area. W.A. Pat Murphy unit has been withdrawn. Committee item number 11, land acquisition, Jack County, 280 acres at Fort Richardson State Park and Historic Site, has also been withdrawn. And at this time, we will go into executive session. Mr. Chairman, at this time, I will reconvene the regular session of the Conservation Committee. We have two items to consider. Committee item number one, update on TPW progress in implementing the TPW Land and Water Resources Conservation and Recreation Plan. Mr. Carter Smith.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Carter Smith. Just a couple of quick items that I want to report on, two specific action items in our land and water plan. One, as you will recall, you authorized us to move ahead with developing a series of best management practices for the state's watersheds. Our team's Inland Fisheries Division is leading a multi-division collaborative effort. We'll have a web-based platform developed in about a year, which will describe all of the ecological attributes of those watersheds, fish and wildlife habitat values, unique species, also threats and impairments to fisheries within those watersheds. Ought to be a great tool that we'll be able to use for the agency as a whole, and the Inland Fisheries team has done a great job on that. Also, as you will recall within the plan, another action item is that by the end of 2011, you have tasked us to acquire an additional 4,000 acres of state park land. I'm pleased to say we are well on our way. With your support, the acquisition of land here in San Antonio that's been added to Government Canyon, the partnership with the city of San Antonio, just extraordinary. The acquisitions out at Lost Maples and at Garner, and of course the recent acquisition there at Village Creek in East Texas, and obviously we've got more that we're going to be talking about over the course of 2 days. So significant progress on that front. Mr. Chairman, the last two things I will mention quickly. This Friday, we're very pleased to dedicate the Lee and Ramona Bass Conservation Center at the Kerr Wildlife Management Area. That's a premier research and demonstration site for us in the Texas Hill Country. Our wildlife division really has done a remarkable job managing that over the years. This center will really facilitate other landowners and interested parties getting out there to enjoy the WMA and learn from that. So I think with that, I'm going to actually, in the interest of time, stop and we can move forward. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Carter. I will say that the Kerr Wildlife Management Area is one of the more impressive facilities within the whole state park state operations of this department. I do want to say I neglected to include that regarding committee item number 12, the Val Verde Land Project, that was dealt with in executive session. No further action is required on that item. The next agenda item, number two, land exchange, Blanco County, 300 acres for the Perdinelli's Falls State Park Conservation Project. Request permission to begin the public notice and input process. Mr. Ted Hollingsworth.
Chairman, Commissioners, good afternoon. My name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This item that we're discussing has the wrong PowerPoint associated with it. No, this is the right one. Excuse me. I'm getting my slides confused. This pertains to an exchange of real property interests at Perdinelli's Falls State Park.
Be nice.
In Blanco County. The need to address this issue is precipitated by the fact that the General Land Office is charged with evaluating every piece of real property owned by each state agency every 4 years. And what they're charged with doing is determining whether each of those properties meets the mission of the agency and the purpose for which the property was acquired. And once in a while, they identify a piece of state park or wildlife management area property that they classify as underutilized. In this case, there's a 320-acre tract on the south end of the park that was severed a few years ago by the construction of a county road. In the development of our public use plan, we deliberately have provided no access to that tract because crossing that county road is dangerous for pedestrians, equestrians, bicycles, so forth. The General Land Office determined, this says in 2004, actually turns out I've gone back, and as early as 2001, the General Land Office identified this as an underutilized tract. In 2004, the Governor's Office concurred, and the GLO proceeded to attempt to sell this piece of property. In 2005, we went back to them and pointed out to them that it was occupied habitat for the golden cheek warbler, and they agreed with us that the development of a conservation bank for the recovery of the warbler would be the highest and best use for the property. So we spent the next couple of years developing a conservation bank agreement with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and a conservation plan for recovery of the species. In the meantime, some new guidance through U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service kind of changed the rules, and we got to the point where we felt rather than continuing to invest staff time and development of that plan, it would be best to solicit some assistance with the development of that plan, the finalization of that plan, and ultimately the sale of the credits that would be generated by the development of that bank. So recently we opened two bids. We got two responses to that RFP. We selected a group called Pernalis Blue Holes Limited. They own a tract directly across from the falls themselves. I'm going to go ahead and go to the map. Shown in yellow at the north end of the park. What they're proposing to do is develop the bank on the property owned by the park, and in the course of that, Parks and Wildlife would retain a strict conservation easement on that property and then exchange us fee ownership of that 320-acre tract for a conservation easement on the 235-acre tract. The advantages of that are that ranch is contiguous with the park on the north side of the river and on the south side of the river. It has been identified by staff as the highest single conservation priority because it looks over the falls themselves. Any development anywhere on that ranch basically is visible from the falls. And in this slide, you can actually see this is a view taken from the observation deck at the falls. And the boundaries of that property are roughly what's shown by the yellow lines. There's another tract to the left that's also a priority, but it's all bluff. And so the potential for someone developing a home or homes that are a view issue from the falls is much less than on this particular tract. And so what we would like to do today is get permission to go through the public notice process, continue to flesh out the details of this agreement, and then probably come back to you in November and request permission to proceed. The significance for getting that permission from the commission is that it creates comfort for the landowner that as they put a significant amount of money into consultants and lawyers and so forth to consummate this agreement, get it signed by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and start marketing those credits, that they know they have that we're good for this transaction, this exchange transaction. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions from the? Thank you very much, Ted. As I mentioned earlier, committee items number 3 and 11 have been withdrawn, and the remaining agenda items are on the agenda for action tomorrow and will therefore be heard at that time. And as such, that completes our business for the Conservation Committee.
Number 2, I think you've got authorized staff to put a public notice in.
I'm sorry. Correct. On agenda item, I will authorize staff to put that up for public notice. Let me sign that.
I just finished.
Right.
Yeah, number 2.
Right. If there's no, let's see. I'll authorize staff to begin public notice and input process. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Now, that then concludes the business of the Conservation Commission.
Oh, you're fast, huh?
when you take all my agenda items out.
Yeah, that's right. We do have a public hearing. Anyway, thank you, Chairman Bivens. Chairman Holt, as you say, you've completed this business. We will now take about a five-minute break or so. Is that correct, Gene? And then at that point, we will call to order the public hearing that we do once a year, where everybody will have an opportunity to speak for 3 minutes on anything that has to do with Texas Parks and Wildlife. And does somebody want to speak to how they turn in their slips and do all that, or has that already been done?
Why don't I do that, Mr. Chairman, when you open up the meeting, and then I'll formally announce that process.
Okay, fair enough. So we're going to take roughly a five-minute break or so to kind of rearrange some things for the public.